If you're on the fence, I would say adapt your business to the times for right now. And don't shy back from advertising. I would say go pedal to the metal. Push through, because in the end, it's all going to work out in the end.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Den this week. The big cat's out of the office, but I'm Bill Russell, Vice President of Client Relations, and I am super pumped to have today our first guest on the Lion's Den, returning back, Mr. Josh Cherry from Allen Cherry Exteriors. Welcome back to the Den.
Bill.
How you doing? How you
good,
doing?
Man. Everything's good.
Yeah?
Good.
It's been a crazy year, huh?
Yeah, like grinding, man.
March 16th of this year, you and Lance sat down and had a conversation.
Yep.
You know, and talking about what happens. And yesterday, of all days, a lot of businesses are asking, what's going on? Where are we doing?
Sure.
What's going on? So let's just kind of go back to March 16th.
Sure.
Talk a little bit, you know, how'd the year come for you? How was it? You know, you made a lot of changes in your marketing, and, you know, was it a good year for you even with COVID?
It was actually spectacular. Somehow, some way it was. We all got panicked leading up to the shutdown.
Right.
Super panicked. Everybody never experienced anything like this before, obviously.
Right.
So
right.
We all kind of get together, me, you, and Sosa.
Right.
Try to figure out a good game plan, how to attack going into a lockdown, not knowing if I could work, not work, lay people off, what I have to do. So
let's go back, because you and I have obviously not just in a business relationship.
Sure.
We probably talk every day.
Sure.
We talk everything from what's going on in business to personal, what's happening with the five kids and hopefully no more because of lockdowns and quarantines.
I hear you.
But, you know, we both have young kids. We spend a lot of time talking. Tell me just about you personally. What did you do differently over the course of the last year to better you?
To better myself business-wise?
Business-wise, personal-wise?
Well, business-wise, I made sure my main goal was to keep all my guys. We're like a family, me and all my guys. It's not really just...
Didn't lay anybody off?
No. I took a hit personally to keep people, so...
That's awesome.
Yeah, I made sure... We're a family. We're a tight-knit group. We're not just a place where you go to work.
Right.
My guys all work. They take pride in their work.
Right.
They're a rare breed to find, so I had to make sure that I kept these guys.
Okay.
So I took, obviously, a hit, you know, paycheck-wise, to make sure my guys had work. There was times I just gave them projects, even at my own house.
Right.
When the lockdown first started, there was really nothing.
Right.
So I re-roofed my house,
right,
put new siding on my house, just to keep the guys going.
Did you do the estimate on that yourself?
Give myself a good deal. But yeah, I kept everybody going.
Okay.
Offered some really good deals to customers throughout the process until we got some good backlog.
Right.
We really got really busy.
Right.
Pushed right through.
You know, what's interesting is that one of the things that, you know, your second generation family business, correct?
Yep.
Take us back. When did you decide that you wanted to take over the business?
My dad was in business since 1975.
Okay.
When I was a little kid, every day he used to leave the house.
Right.
I used to beg to come with him to work. And eventually when I got older, five, six years old, I would tail with him all day. Drive around on estimates, check out jobs.
Right.
As I did that, as I got older, I worked on, you know, roofing crews and siding crews with him. I would clean up trash. I would haul the shingles up to the roof. I would do anything needed. I worked in the supply houses where we bought supplies. I was always around the business.
Okay.
I mean, I'm only about to be 40 years old, but I have experience of probably, you know, a 60-year-old in this business.
Right.
So that's all I've ever done is this business.
When did you tell him that you wanted to take the business over?
Once everything changed to, like, internet and technology and no more written estimates, he got kind of lost. He's still behind the scenes.
Right.
Does the books, does the consulting. But once it changed, the technology really changed, SEO, that kind of marketing.
Right.
He kind of moved it over to me and said, you know, you handle this kind of stuff.
How much is he involved in the day-to-days now?
Every day. We talk daily.
Yeah.
But he just stays behind the scenes.
Is that the best place for him?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. but I said I always went to the Allen Cherry College.
Right.
You know, he's one of the best in the area, and I learned from the best, and I learned everything. And there's still times I lean on him, hey, what do I do in this situation? What do I do here?
The last kind of like 3 years for you really kind of have blossomed.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You know, and I think that you kind of said, I'm going to go all in for marketing and really exposing that side of the business. Mm-hmm. How's the business grown over the course of the last 3 years?
We got away from like the paper advertising. I used to do mailers and flyers and all that kind of stuff. And then before I really got heavy into the SEO and the PPC, the phones were almost dead, kind of.
Right.
So, I met with you guys, built our whole campaign. I got rid of everything but the digital end now. Everything is, all our dollars for advertising is into digital.
Wow.
Because everybody's on their phones all day long, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then with the Google and everything like that.
Yeah. Are you the only one that are doing the sales side of the business?
I have and another salesman.
Okay.
And, project managers and stuff like that.
Right. How many total employees do you have in the company right now?
18, I believe.
18?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. And from your perspective, Governor Wolf comes out yesterday and puts some mandates into play. Governor Murphy puts some mandates into play.
Yep.
We're kind of going into another lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
What do you foresee happening in your world?
I'm a little worried about small business owners that aren't deemed essential.
Okay.
I believe everybody's essential. Any business is essential. Some of them are my customer base, so I wonder what happens with them, restaurant owners and, anything from bowling alleys to, anything, a little worried about that. I think as a roofer, we'll probably always be needed, hopefully.
Yep.
I don't know how a second lockdown can sustain the same as the first.
Right.
I'm a little worried that people that just made it this summer may get crushed coming into the second lockdown.
Yeah. So we're obviously in discussions on how we're going to look to make some adjustments from the campaign side of things. It's interesting weather-wise. Like last year was a pretty mild winter. I think we had about 2 inches of snow all winter. And I think your guys, up until March, you were set up for like one of the best springs.
Absolutely.
That you could have. How much is weather dependent in your business as far as now goes?
A lot. I mean, we don't roof, under like 40 degrees.
Okay.
So you hope to get a mild winter. Mild winter is always nice.
Okay.
But also you need a bad winter to take toll on homes too.
All right.
When you don't have a bad winter, you usually have a slow spring because the winter's not taking toll on people's roofs and siding and gutters and stuff like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what's the kind of action that you're looking at now? You're going to have lockdowns happening. We got a change potentially in what we have going on from new administrations.
Yeah.
Are you going to go down the, let me do the emergency repair work, structure focus as far as what you're looking to do in 2021?
I'm still going to build in 2021. I'm looking to maybe find some new employees as well, maybe people that aren't are getting laid off. Maybe want a new opportunity. Sometimes it's good to find. I found two people during the last lockdown that probably would have never found.
Wow.
So they helped out the business. So,
and I know your wife, she works somewhat in the business too?
Some secretarial and stuff like that.
Yeah. And how's Ronnie? Is she ready for another lockdown and having all those kids at home?
She's still homeschooling right now. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
As we speak.
That's crazy. Yeah. Personally, we're kind of in this position that you and I, we're having a lot of conversations about what we're going to do from a business standpoint.
Sure.
What do you kind of see 2021 being as far as from a growth standpoint? Are you looking to have that 15-20% growth?
2021, we're looking to really take off. I mean, we're going to go balls to the wall. We're going to keep building. No matter who's president, no matter, lockdown, no lockdown, I'm not looking to stop.
Well, it's interesting that Lance and the executive team here at One SEO, we had that very same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are concerned, oh, there's a change in administration. There's going to be an aspect. The stock market's at the highest it's been ever.
Sure.
Okay. We came out of 2008 in the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so not that one way or another do we want to be political, but people's businesses and lives go on.
Yep.
Okay. And from a roofing standpoint, it's essential. People can't be in an environment where they got water coming through their ceiling. So you're always going to have that aspect of saying my business is going to continue to grow regardless of what's happening, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, I think that from our standpoint, we love hearing that mentality to say, I'm not going back. I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting. And I looked in the original interview you did is that you made this statement. You said the biggest thing that most businesses will do is pull back when there's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
You pushed forward.
Yeah, I was always taught, the one thing my father instilled in me was, if it gets slow, advertise more. Don't pull back.
Right.
When it's slow times, advertise more. Or even when it's like it's scary times or, you know, in the off season, advertise more. That's the way I really go.
Yeah. It's definitely something that you can see that you've done. And it's helped propel the business. You
sure,
know, you're coming
sure.
off a record year
mm-hmm.
in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. You know what I think it was, too? A lot of, even all the home services.
Okay.
Everybody's home all day long.
Right.
So you notice your air conditioner stinks, your heater stinks. You're noticing the problems with the plumbing because
right.
you're home all day. You're noticing the electric, the leak in the roof. Usually people are out in the morning and come home at night. They don't see the house all day long until the weekend. So now people are home all day. They're realizing much more about their house than they ever have.
Right.
Because, yeah, you're home. I mean, you don't realize how bad your air doesn't work all day long because you're not using it all day. But now you're home all day. You're realizing, you know, the roof's leaking. You got a little leak in the corner here. The siding looks horrible. The windows don't open. And a lot of that is from people being home. That's why I think you're seeing such a huge spike in all the home services.
What are your colleagues in the industry saying? Are they seeing the same incremental growth?
Right now, it's ridiculous. Now you can't even buy building supplies.
Okay.
Building supplies are scarce. Shingles that you used to be able to get, just going to the store, picking up, loading in your truck, are taking 2-3 weeks to get now. Everything's way backed up. The whole supply line is really backed up.
So do you have to change your strategy as far as how you're dealing with your clients and saying, hey, listen, I need you to understand if it's an emergency situation,
yeah.
we're going to take it this way versus being in a situation where you're doing it.
Depending on the color you pick, I mean, it's really a log jam. Everything's really backed up. Everything's pretty much, you know, if you want a color, most colors aren't stocked now. And if you want a special order color that used to take a week or two, it's taken 6 to 8 weeks.
And how are people receptive to that?
I think everybody understands because it's coming from all different angles.
Right.
Like fence guys can't get vinyl fencing.
Right.
You know, air conditioning guys can't get the units outside right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's everywhere. And like, they're hearing it from everywhere.
What's interesting is we have a few pool contractors. You probably know some of the guys that are out there. And this pool season was like off the charts.
And before that, they were dead in the water.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, more people installed pool. Like, you saw this in New Jersey. We saw triple the numbers.
Did you really?
As far as what people were searching. Even in your headings, as far as roofing, siding, windows. Off the charts in, as far as what's going on.
It's a weird phenomenon because home services are booming. People are making more than they ever have. And you got other people are dying.
Right. Yeah.
It's
restaurants,
sad.
Gyms.
It's like up and down. The days of the gyms are probably over. You got the Pelotons. You got the Nordic Tracks. You got all these
gyms. We both share stories about the Peloton.
Yeah, yeah.
How has that impacted your life personally?
Having a Peloton, it's easy to work out.
Right.
I don't have the time to go to the gym with kids and the wife and... There's no time to get to the gym. So in the morning, get that and go to work.
Have you been in a situation where you thought about getting the tread?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, but I'm not a runner, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, so we have both the tread and the bike. And I personally love the bike. Where Sosa, she loves the tread because you can do like a boot camp style workout in there. So it's you know, one of the things that we preach here is you got to be mentally strong.
Yeah.
As much as being physically or emotionally.
It all works
together,
yeah.
And having that emotional ability to say, I'm going to get up, I'm going to work out, I'm going to get the endorphins going. You can't be in a situation where you can make 25 other families that you have that you're responsible for if you're not mentally sharp.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things you said earlier was that the guys, you wanted to take care of your people first.
100%.
How did you going out and saying, I'm going to make sure, guys, we don't lay anybody off, okay? How did that enhance the quality of what you saw within the work that was being done and the way that the guys were looking to do? Because you're getting record number of jobs in.
Yeah.
You're taking a personal hit, but the fact is your guys are happy. How did you see a response from them?
I think when I assured them that they had a place to go for work every day, when there was such tension and not knowing what was going to happen. We'd never done this. Nobody's ever had this happen before.
Right.
So to assure them they had a place to go for work, if somehow the work dried up, I'd still, you know, would still pay the guys. You know, the guys are all like family. So I think they see that I treat them well, and hand they treat me well, they treat my customers well.
It's a trickle-down effect.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than having a bad atmosphere in a workplace and nobody's happy where they work. All my guys got raises throughout the pandemic because actually workers were – there's a shortage of workers too.
Right, right, right.
So you have to take care of your guys or they're going to go elsewhere. So everybody got raises, and we have a great system. Every day is just the same system, run the same way.
And, you know, obviously your leads are continuing to come in now.
Yeah, all day.
And a lot of that has to attribute with the whole holistic strategy that you have from a digital marketing standpoint.
Yeah.
Site's working well.
Yeah.
You know, you got PPCs, you got SEO.
I think people being home more, they wanted to get, even if they weren't buying, they were, I'm home all day. Let's see how much the roof costs. Let's see how much the siding costs. And also I noticed people weren't going on vacations this summer. So that vacation fund was the fix the house up fund.
Okay.
That was a big thing. Yeah, anybody in the home.
I had two vacations canceled myself.
Yeah,
I was supposed
so
to
it was
to
like,
Hawaii.
Hey, instead of going on the shore or wherever we're going, we're going to do the roof and siding this year. We're going to put a new deck on, and that's kind of the way it went.
That's incredible that they took vacation funds and put them back in.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Ocean City with my family July 4th week. I would say it was maybe 50% capacity. Usually you can't park anywhere. You got to pay $40 for parking. You could park anywhere this year. The high parking lots, the high money parking lots, they were all closed. It was kind of weird.
What do you see happening as far as you personally in 2021? How are you gonna change? What are you gonna do differently?
Trying to expand a little bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe get into Pennsylvania more. We're mostly Jersey.
Okay.
Get over Pennsylvania suburbs.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Are you riding that bike again though?
Trying, man. Yeah.
What would you say from your perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say from your perspective is one of the biggest things that you can look back and say, this incrementally shifted my business as it applies to going through the pandemic? And potentially somebody else is sitting there saying, hey, I didn't make that decision, and we're coming into another lockdown. What advice would you give to that business owner?
I think my decision to kind of be flexible on my pricing with the customers, you know, I knew it was hard for everybody. So it was kind of like, you know, here's our price. You know, how does it fit in your budget? And if they were like, you know, my husband's not working, we have this. I was really flexible with customers as far as what is in their means.
Payment, installments.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple people that
financing
that weren't accepted for financing credit-wise, that I just said, listen, just pay me this off as you can, and then we can work it out that way.
Right.
Being more flexible with the customers.
Do anything differently as far as in community involvement during the pandemic and how you gave back?
I gave back weekly during the pandemic to some food banks locally.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very probably appreciative, especially with what was happening.
Yeah, I heard they were just run down with stuff and... Still are, actually.
How does, you know, being that you're on the exterior side of things, as far as most of the work that you do, I mean, obviously, when you have windows, you're going inside, but, you know, from the siding standpoint and the roofing standpoint, how did your guys have to change the way that they handled things as it applies to being COVID safe?
Well, the nice thing, we were basically all outside. Mm-hmm. Our window business shut down. Like, we weren't in the houses from March, April, May.
So did your window guys become roofers then?
A couple went to sales.
Okay.
A couple enjoyed the time off.
Right.
You know, basically most of them enjoyed the time off.
Yeah.
Luckily for us, we don't really have like any restrictions because we're up on the roof. We're separated from each other. We're doing siding. We're on the walls.
Right.
There wasn't really too much we had to worry about. I mean, our whole system was... Sorry, banging the mic again. Our whole system was... Basically, we don't even see each other, me and the customer. In March, April, and May, people were scared of death to even see each other. So we would come to your house. We would measure it. We would pull a satellite measurement of your house.
Okay.
Send a virtual estimate to
you.
Now,
are you using drones?
Not drones, but we have a satellite system that measures the roofs and siding and stuff like that.
Okay.
We would send you a virtual estimate with a virtual sample board. And there was times I wouldn't even see half the customers. People were scared to leave a checks in the mailbox. roof's done. They're waving to you out the window.
So you made a big adaptation in your business utilizing technology like Zoom, you know,
yeah,
and different things.
I would say we were pretty advanced before this.
Okay.
So we were kind of set up that, you know, not planning for this, but that we were set up from day one. Once everybody went basically virtual, we were ready to go.
Right.
Everything was virtual estimates. I prefer the virtual way anyway. I don't do the in-home sale, you know, pay today this price the next day. I'm not the kind of pushy sales guy, so I don't do it that way.
Would your dad been able to adapt?
No, he would have got buried.
He would have gotten buried.
And there's guys that did get buried. The old school guys probably got buried.
Right.
You know?
So you use technology to your advantage.
Oh, yeah.
So it sets you up that even though that we're potentially in another lockdown, we can call it a lockdown, you're not going to skip a beat.
Mm-mm. And I think people felt comfortable with us because of my system. Because it was, hey, I don't need you home. I don't need to see you. Pick a color from here. You can DocuSign the contract, send it back, leave a check in the mailbox when we're done, and you can go about your business. It must have been...
It was complete virtual non-contact.
I would say maybe 80% of my jobs went that way during the pandemic.
It makes it a different environment.
It was different. People didn't want to answer the door. People didn't want to see you.
It's kind of funny is that you look at how different businesses have shifted.
Yeah.
Car dealers.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You see David Keller of David Auto Group. He now determines that he doesn't actually have to have you come in. He's going to give you the best price. You can go it online, and it gets delivered to your house.
Yeah.
All that paperwork.
You have to adapt. If you don't adapt, you're going to get buried.
Adaptation is something that we've had to do too here at OneSEO is to be able to say, you know, and it's helped us, you know, from a sales or a review and client relations standpoint. Now everything we do is via Zoom. So what that does is it gives us the opportunity to say, you know what, we can record every call. We can utilize it from a quality assurance standpoint to say, hey, we're doing the right things. We're being able to go back and coach and help our people to understand.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, what makes them good, what makes them, where we can improve, how do we continue to grow. So it's amazing to see that as bad as it was for some businesses,
it's amazing
it's helped others.
Some people were booming and some people were struggling. And, you know, it's a way it's sad and a way it's the oddest phenomenon I've ever seen.
Yeah, you got to look back and say, had I been that old school guy, my business probably might have gone under.
Maybe gone under.
You know?
Yeah.
And so...
But I didn't think like some of the trades, you know, the air conditioning guys, the electricians, I didn't think they would have done good because you have to go inside people's houses. But then as it loosened up, people weren't as scared and were letting people in their houses. I would say from March to April, you weren't going in anybody's house. Everybody was scared to death.
Unless it was a situation.
Or an emergency.
You know, unless it was a situation where you needed that toilet to be fixed.
Exactly.
Because you got four kids that are in the house, you know, and a toilet breaks. I had two times that I had to have plumbing come out inside the first couple of weeks of the pandemic.
Well, the thing we're dealing with is funny. I went to two calls today about this, is trying to schedule the installations with the kids' schools now because they're all home. You know, one guy's like, don't come tomorrow. My daughter has class. Then I go to the next guy. We'll do your roof tomorrow. I can't. My daughter has class. My son has class. Now you're trying to maneuver your installations around homeschool.
Right.
Which I never, ever had to do that. You know what I mean? Now you're planning on, you know, is it going to be too loud today? Because my kids have school. And a lot of people want the weekends now. Weekend installation. It's a whole new world now.
Well, you know, one of the things that you can look back and say is, you'd rather be in the situation of saying, hey, I can adapt.
Yeah.
And I can make my business go forward.
Yep.
Because now you've had to be flexible. Any thoughts as far as where you see you might have to pivot again? Or because the system's working so efficiently and effectively for Allen Cherry Exteriors, you don't have to change.
I think the system is good right now, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're just staying with what's basically essential, if you want to call it.
Okay.
During the pandemic, I saw no action towards siding work.
Right.
It was all what's needed. Roofing, 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 roofing. There was no siding.
When we came out of lockdown mid-July.
Yeah.
Okay. Did that part of the business pick back up?
That's when it picked back up, yeah.
All right.
And that's what I mean about the vacation money being spent. I felt like that's an extra to people. So it was like, hey, you know, the wife says to the husband, hey, honey, we don't, you know, we're not going to go down to Disneyland this year. Let's just put the new siding on the house and stuff like that. That was the extra. The roofs were what's needed. And we got lucky during the pandemic that, like, May and June, we had some really bad storms.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of really picked up the roofing because, right. You know, there was a really bad wind storms, lightning, hail, and they were, like, back-to-back every week.
Now, do you see windows changing at all?
Windows are still a little quiet. There's still people that don't want you in the house.
Okay.
It's a whole nother world with that.
But roofing and siding is rocking right now.
It's rocking, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, you know, I appreciate you coming in today.
Yeah, anytime.
I know that obviously Lance is out of the den, and you know, I'm glad that I got the opportunity to spend some time talking to you.
Absolutely.
About how your business is,
yeah,
how it's going. As you know, we always give it one final thought. Mm-hmm. What would your final thought be to the people that are sitting there right now saying, what do I do if we go into another lockdown?
If you're on the fence, I would say adapt your business to the times for right now. And don't shy back from advertising. I would say go pedal to the metal. Push through, because in the end, it's all going to work out in the end.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Josh's final thought here in the den today. I appreciate the opportunity to sit in for the big cat while he's out on a special project. And look forward to hearing great success in 2021 for you, Josh.
Appreciate it, Bill.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this content, please don't forget to follow me at Lance Bachman on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me on Facebook at Lance Bachman Digital. And every Thursday we drop a new podcast. Don't forget to listen to it. We're giving out great content. And remember this is the time to build your business right now. Let's effing go, everybody.